Ho, ho, this is KJZZ's Sun Up. It's your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. We bring you this podcast daily as a digest of the news events here in Arizona. One day before Christmas, welcome to Wednesday. It is December the 24th, 2025. And here we go. Well, FEMA has rejected Arizona's request for disaster relief to deal with flood damage in Gila and Mojave counties. From the politics desk, Cameron Sanchez tells us why.
At the end of September, devastating floods hit cities like Globe and Miami in eastern Arizona, causing an estimated $30 million of damage. Governor Katie Hobbs declared a state of emergency in October and freed up some emergency funding for repairs. But FEMA denied the state's request for a major disaster declaration. Hobbs spokesperson Christian Slater.
You know, we're extremely disappointed to see not just the denial, but also the kind of lack of communication and lack of explanation coming from the federal government.
Slater says the denial is part of a nationwide trend in denying requests that's been going on for about a year. Hobbs pledged to appeal the decision and keep seeking federal aid. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Arizona Department of Economic Security is receiving a cash infusion to help reduce wait times for people who rely on assistance programs administered by the agency. Also from the politics team, Wayne Schutzke reports.
Governor Katie Hobbs' office announced that DES will receive $7.5 million to address wait times for people who receive unemployment benefits and federal SNAP food assistance. The announcement comes as the benefit programs have been plagued by delays and other issues in recent months. The governor's office blamed many of those issues on federal funding cuts that led to significant layoffs at DES over the summer. The new money will be used to hire 15 temporary workers to assist with claims and other tasks and increase overtime opportunities for existing staff. It will also fund up to 100 new positions for department vendors and improve technologies used to administer the SNAP program. Wayne Schutzke, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A months-long investigation of sushi restaurants in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Gilbert, and Mesa has resulted in arrests for harboring undocumented people in stash houses. Matthew Casey has details.
A probable cause statement says search warrants were served this month. Now, an alleged restaurant owner and manager each face criminal complaints for a pattern and practice of knowingly hiring undocumented people. The alleged manager is also accused of being a caretaker at one of four stash houses where unauthorized workers lived. Police in Tempe reportedly received complaints about one of the houses where workers were seen leaving and returning in the same van. The alleged owner and manager are due in court on December 30th. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Rainfall is expected in Phoenix on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, about a 50-50 chance. A low-pressure system off the West Coast is moving into the area, and it won't be a white Christmas, but as Connor Greenwald reports, Phoenix is expecting a wet one.
A storm is expected to bring rainfall before moving east and returning to dry temperatures on Christmas afternoon. Sean Benedict with the National Weather Service says records dating back to 1896 show rain has fallen quite a few times on December 25th.
On Christmas Day, we have seen rain 23 times. And the highest that we've ever seen on a Christmas Day is 0.63 inches, and that was back in 1994.
Benedict said we will continue to see high temperatures and coastal weather systems throughout the season. Unless a low-pressure system fully moves through, Benedict says temperatures will remain high. Connor Greenwald, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Treasury Department says it will target businesses like check cashing companies and currency exchanges it suspects of money laundering along the southwest border. From the Fronteras Desk, Nina Kravinsky reports.
The operation targets more than 100 money services businesses, companies that provide financial services but aren't formal banks. The Treasury Department is investigating those it suspects of not complying with regulations against illicit finance. Secretary Scott Bessent says the operation will, quote, root out potential cartel-related money laundering from the U.S. financial system. His department has issued 6 investigation notices to companies so far in the operation. Money services businesses include currency exchangers and wire transfer companies like Western Union. They also include businesses like check cashing shops that provide immediate access to funds. Nina Kravinsky, KJZZ News.
Some more politics news now. Arizona state leaders have officially given their approval to the next elections rule book. But as Cameron Sanchez reports, that could still face more lawsuits from Republicans.
The Secretary of State is required to put out a new election procedures manual every election cycle. It requires sign-off from the governor and attorney general. Right now, all three of those offices are filled by Democrats. But Republican state lawmakers have already threatened to sue over several provisions. One of their main concerns is non-citizens voting. Secretary of State Adrian Fontes' manual requires election workers to flag voters who need to provide proof of citizenship and request it within a certain time frame. But Senate President Warren Peterson and House Speaker Steve Montenegro argue those voters should be rejected outright and investigated by law enforcement. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A carnival held by the Akchin Indian community near the city of Maricopa was shut down after tribal police responded to reports of fighting teens. The department did not disclose how many were arrested on Friday. Gabriel Lopez is chairman of the Akchin Indian community.
Anytime you have thousands of people that come together over a few days, there are going to be some issues, and we're committed to ensure a safe experience for all our Mosque Dar's guests.
Lopez says this last weekend's incident is a lesson on how to improve the annual gathering that celebrates the tribe's formal recognition. Well, the holidays are a festive time, often filled with rich dishes and plenty of alcohol, but as Kathy Ritchie tells us, too much good cheer can lead to an increased risk of something called holiday heart syndrome.
So holiday heart syndrome refers to a heart rhythm disturbance.
That's Dr. Rachel Bond. She's a cardiologist with the Dignity Health Medical Group. And the most common disturbance is atrial fibrillation.
And it often occurs after someone's had a heavy night of alcohol intake, often around the holidays or celebrations.
Bond says symptoms can include palpitations, shortness of breath, chest discomfort, fatigue, or dizziness. For women, those symptoms are more subtle.
So instead of feeling a discomfort in their chest, they may notice that it's actually in their shoulder blades or maybe across their chest. Maybe they may have a fluttering in their chest, or maybe they may have some fatigue.
She suggests that if symptoms linger, to seek medical care. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Navajo Highways is a children's TV show using puppets to teach kids Diné, the Navajo language, and their culture. KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio has more on the program's new holiday special.
The episode is called Yate Keshmas, and on this Christmas Eve in the fictional Mitten Creek, we follow young Sadie and her family's return to the Rez. Series creator Pete Sands lives in Utah and drew inspiration from his own life in the year 1989.
That was the last Christmas I had with my father and my two younger sisters alive. That's the story.
And his favorite scene is when Sadie's parents show up, giving her confidence at the big pageant after being suddenly called away.
Okay, I'm going to sing our family's Christmas song.
It's like the old 80s or 90s TV family shows where, you know, last minute miracle.
Okay, here I go.
Sadie.
Sands hopes his story brings holiday cheer to all who hear.
Remember, Yate Keshmas to all.
And to all, a good night.
Gabriel Pietrazio, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports, Dylan Brooks at 25 points. Devin Booker added 21. Suns pull away in the second half to beat the Lakers last night in Phoenix, 132-108. Lakers playing without five-time All-Star Luka Doncic, who is out with a lower leg contusion. Suns led by 10 at halftime, extend their lead to as much as 27 during a 45-point third-quarter explosion, their second win in three games. They are home for the holiday. They'll play twice in New Orleans Friday night and Saturday night. Football news, it's been a down year for the Cardinals, but they'll have two representatives in the Pro Bowl. Safety Buda Baker, tight end Trey McBride, again chosen for the NFC roster. For Baker, the Cards' leading tackler, it's his eighth Pro Bowl. For McBride, the team's leading receiver, it is his second straight. Long out of the playoff hunt, the Cardinals at 3-12 play out the season on the road starting in Cincinnati this Sunday. And that does it for this Wednesday edition of KJZZ's Sunup, Arizona's morning news podcast on this December 24th. I'm Phil Latsman. Thanks for joining us. Merry Christmas. And we're going to be back at you to do this again tomorrow, so keep us company, and we'll talk to you then.